with AB and Ben on Hit 105.5.
Good morning.
Welcome back to you. Oh, how you feeling,
yeah,
Spitty
good.
Bum?
Couple of keys lighter.
Oh, it's the worst, but also yeah. You're like, okay. No, don't you reckon you go out of it and you're like, I'm a new person.
No, I tell you what, if you want a nice little weight loss trick, just some chicken you're not sure of, mate.
Is that what it was?
Wonders, probably. It's always chicken,
yeah,
isn't it?
Far out. Is that a dude thing? Alex is the same. He's like, I accidentally left this chicken lunch in the car for 9 hours. Should yeah. be sweet.
I'm well, like, half cooked.
Bro, what's salmonella?
That's half cooked, mate. Saving time.
Men genius. Are weird. That's a really slow microwave.
Slow cooker. Nice.
Well, let's get back into it with a huge show.
Big old
Very
show.
Big special guest who's on the Coast Coast this morning.
Yeah.
None other than the Channel 7 weatherman, Sam Mac.
Samuel McIntyre. I don't think that's his real name.
I don't know. I know he's really in love with his cat. I want to ask if he bought the cat.
He brought the cat with it. Cats don't travel well.
He has a backpack thing for it. He's real nerdy about the cat.
Really?
In a good way. Like, loves the cat.
Oh, okay. It's because he's listening
extension
right now.
Extension of his body.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good that he's...
Totally.
Never mind the other day when I talked about how cat people are weird. Ignore that.
I did. About Ignore him that. Specifically.
No, big show. $380 in Alpha Bucks. It didn't go off, did it?
No, it did not go yeah. off. I made sure.
In fact, we've got a new game. You can win yourself a mug.
Yes.
Faces.
This is going to be very, very fun. You've got another edition of Judge and Jury.
Yeah.
It's just a great show.
I know exactly what I want to answer this one with, but I want other people's thoughts. Because sometimes yeah. I'm like, am I
an evil person?
Person?
And I'd like justification as to yeah. whether or not I am. No, that is very, very fair. Next, though, Ben, we have a lot more in common with one particular animal than I ever knew.
The monkey.
In fact, I'm going to look at them monkey. In a whole different way now. No, it's not the monkey.
Oh.
I mean, that's obvious. This is more like a personality trait.
Oh.
I'll give you a clue.
Monkey. That is a monkey.
That was not a monkey.
That is a monkey and you know
it's
it.
It's subjective.
Oh, okay. We'll get to it next. AB and Ben, what could that animal possibly be?
Kid breakfast with AB and Ben.
You have been swooped by a magpie in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, hasn't everybody?
I have not. I don't want to jinx it, but I've never been swooped by a magpie, guys.
I don't want to jinx it, but... And then proceeds to say the exact thing
that would that potentially jinx it if jinxes were real.
That is like saying I don't want to jinx it and then jinxing it is like a triple jinx. I'm sorry.
I'm cooked now. It's not even magpie season. What would swoop into this
there
office?
Is a bird is listening with a little Bluetooth wireless radio headset. Is like, right, on my way to the studio, going to swoop AB.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's how they felt.
Going to get a buzz at the door. Like, who was that? Oh, it's a magpie.
I'll let him in. He'll walk in and then he'll be like, yes, yes, thank you. And then he'll swoop me.
I'm here for my 8:30 swoop.
Possibly. Crows, on the other hand, seem to be more of a like, hang back. I mean, they definitely are vicious beasts because they go after roadkill and small rodents.
Crows are, they're harbingers of doom, aren't they?
Yeah, black like crow, kind of an eerie
like the,
sight.
Because you know, they're very close to the raven.
Yeah.
You know, both very goth.
I feel like it's one of those animals you'd see before you die in a desert and you'd be like, that's
yeah.
the end.
Like,
he'll eat me now.
Is somebody filming a Guns N' Roses music video or am I dying? It's one or the other.
You know what? He might not because apparently crows have a lot of psychology to them. And in fact, they hold grudges, much like people do.
Yeah, right.
So apparently for years and years and years, they will hold a crow or they'll remember the humans who hurt them or captured them or were rude to them or taunted them. And they'll hold that in their memory forever. So if you're nice to a crow, it could pay off in the long run.
That adds a whole new level of symbolism to the movie The Crow. It really
True.
Does when you think about it. You haven't seen The Crow.
No, I haven't.
Don't pretend.
I've seen the one in Schitt's Creek where she's in a crow movie, but it's not a real movie.
What?
Never mind. Anyway, it's called what? The Crows Have Eyes.
The Crows Have Eyes. Okay.
And it's similar. She's like a doctor that gets overcome by crows. Anyway, yeah. As well as that, they're intelligent enough to use tools, hide and store food, hold funerals for family members and friends.
They hold funerals. Well,
yep.
At least they're already wearing black.
And they have a section of their brain that is relative to the size of monkeys or humans.
Okay.
So they are just as intelligent as us. They can hold things and hold grudges. They'll probably hold a weapon.
Yeah.
That's my fear.
Yeah. Good thing a collection...
They're like, swooping really isn't cutting it.
Good thing a collection of crows though. Isn't known as a murder of crows.
That's very fitting. Very, very fitting.
It's AB and Ben.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Something else that's spread a bit too far. That's the old corona. Am
Has
I right?
It just?
Am I
Has
right?
It just?
All it takes is one family gathering in Victoria.
Oh, my God.
Couple of kisses on the cheek and boom, next thing you know.
I'd like to think most people aren't that stupid. Apparently the families that were involved, a couple of them knew they had corona.
Mate, you've never been to Broadmeadows, have you?
Is that where it is?
Yeah. It's actually where my sister lives in Victoria.
It all makes sense now.
It does more than you think. No, they put in stage 3 lockdowns for a lot of hotspots throughout Victoria. A lot of these suburbs that are tested highly, they've increased testing as well. My sister went to get tested yesterday and there was a 2-hour wait. And they were just like, stuff this, let's just go home. We're going to be locked down anyway. So if we've got it, we've got it. If not...
Yeah, well, once you get tested, you still got to stay there for two hours. So.
Obviously, they probably need a bit more. But we are going to see a spike because there is more testing.
Yeah.
They will find ones that would normally just go under the radar.
Sometimes these people forget that get mad about Victorians. Their population is enormous. Much bigger than Queensland's, in Melbourne in particular.
Oh, yeah.
So when there's more testing and there's more people, there's going to be more cases.
Absolutely there is.
And that's inevitable.
Every case found should be seen as a win, though, I think, more than anything. Because that means that it's one that we can do something about.
That's a good way to look at it, actually.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the big news yesterday, Queensland borders will be reopening July 11. Only to us, though, and other states. Victoria they're very serious about Victoria. This is the crappy bit, actually, because I've got friends that live in regional Victoria that have got family in Queensland.
Yeah.
They can't go there, even though their little towns in Victoria have had zero cases.
Well,
so
I've got a solution for them, mate. Queenslanders can go to Victoria.
They can't without quarantining on
really?
The way back.
All right, well, what about this? Queenslanders can come to New South Wales and Victorians
can, you not recommend
can,
that option?
Can come to New
that
South Wales.
That feels like it impacts us.
I feel like, I mean, if I could think of it, anybody else can.
Actually, you know what, Gladdy B, you thought this through because they'll just be like, let's go meet for a delightful holiday at Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, someone get Gurmo. Someone get, I don't know, who takes care of our tourism?
Well, they've said that they don't want Victorians coming up here if they can avoid it. Victorians definitely can't cross the border to Queensland. And if you lie,
that statement,
and if you've been to Victoria and you try to go to Queensland, you will get a $4,000 fine.
In their defence, though, they've been saying they don't want Victorians in New South Wales for quite some time. It's old news.
We don't have enough milk crates for them to sit on.
Milk crates, mate, they are long past milk crates. That is so last year. Come on.
Oh, apologies, I'm not hipster enough. Anyway, we'll find out in the next few days what's going to happen. The AFL's obviously going to be very impacted by this news as well.
There is a big question mark for that, isn't it?
Yeah, because the NRL Melbourne Storm team moved up to New South Wales a while ago.
Because there's only one.
They've been in Albury for a while.
But all the AFL teams are in Melbourne, so it's tricky.
Makes it a lot more challenging.
Yeah.
No, we're just going to have a competition where the Gold Coast Suns versus the West Coast Eagles or something.
Jeez.
Again, and beat them.
Can't wait for that match. What a thrill. Yeah, it is a tricky time. Stay up to date with anything else COVID-related at hit.com.au. Vance Joy, we're going home and staying there. He's from Melbourne.
Oh. Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Hit 105.5 Sports with AB and Ben.
I used to call them my boys, but they're not really anymore. I feel very disconnected from them.
When did they stop being my boys, AB, the Broncos?
Probably when Matt Lodge became one of them.
I was going to say.
It's been a while.
I was going to say, they have had a bit of a losing streak that started back when Parramatta Eels defeated them 58-0.
Oh, it started before that, but
did it?
Okay. Yeah. It was definitely earlier that we started sucking. It was coinciding a little bit with Wayne Bennett leaving. But, yeah, look, it's not looking great for the Broncos. And it's funny because other teams have this sort of slump and everybody's like, eh, whatever. But when it's a one-town team...
What about the Cowboys?
They're in North Queensland.
Yeah, it's all the same team.
For Brisbane,
is just one town.
Sydney has so many teams. So, in comparison, it's a lot.
I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that they were spotted playing pokies before their big loss to Parramatta.
Well,
it
that
just
was
kind of reeks of.
That was last year, but
yeah.
This year, like for instance, at the Gold Coast game on the weekend, you know, after the loss, you see the players laughing and smiling, and
that's the thing.
They don't show their care for the sport.
People love an underdog, but when the underdog doesn't actually care whether they're winning or losing, you're like, well, why are we?
Yeah, well, they're just rocking up for a payday.
Exactly.
You're like, okay.
Exactly.
So this doesn't matter to you, particularly Anthony Milford. I cannot wait till his contract is ripped up. He's on like $1 million at the moment, and he'll wake up next year and be on like 100,000, and it'll be a huge shock.
I'd be okay with being on $1 million for a year, because then I've still got $1 million.
Yeah, but I don't think you... I think you get accustomed to that lifestyle. It'll be a shock. Either way, Alex Glenn, the captain's, come out and said that a lot of the players have received hate online, death threats. He's come out and said, you know, be considerate of their mental health, which I think is very true, but I think they do really need to have a discussion about how they're perceived. Like...
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they are in the public eye, and you shouldn't... Nothing justifies a death threat, but having them laughing and having a good time after a game where they lose to the Gold Coast is embarrassing. West Coast Eagles in the AFL lost to the Gold Coast. Those boys walked off like with their heads in shame. The Brisbane guys are just like, whatever.
Imagine.
Do you want to go to the casino after this?
Imagine being the Gold Coast right now. And you're like, yeah, we got a win. And everyone's like, this is a low point. This is a low point. And you're like, what do you mean it's a low point?
Some of them are Broncos fans anyway. It's disappointing. But yeah, obviously Alex Glenn's come out and said, please be kind, blah, blah, blah. Yes, whatever, be kind. But don't expect to stick around, just boys, if you're not going to perform, because it's a professional sport.
Skip that statement just a little bit. Be kind, blah, 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 whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anything else in sport, you can find it at hit.com.au.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
AB, something that I want to chat about, okay, and it's risky, okay? I feel like I'm going to get a lot of backlash on this, considering the amount of hate that is going around for this one particular group of people, but I feel like somebody needs to speak out, okay? The common Karen has been copping a lot of flack lately.
Yes, she always has. I had a really young friend called Karen, by the way.
Yeah.
She's like 28.
Yeah.
Sucks.
That is
her.
A young Karen.
Yeah, I know.
The youngest Karen.
I know.
And it's true. I mean, when it first came out, it's a Karen always asking to speak to the manager. Got a particular haircut. Blah blah blah. You know, always demanding. Blah blah blah. Everybody had a good laugh. Oh, Karen this, Karen that. What a Karen! Oh, she's been such a Karen. We all felt a catharsis as we finally had a name for this person who was obstructing all of our lives and joy, getting up retail stuff.
Yep.
And we've seen a worrying trend emerge. This slur has been weaponized, AB, and I feel it has been co-opted by big business to stamp out the free speech of the customer.
Oh, God.
Because no longer...
Because you are the ultimate male Karen.
I am not. Okay?
You are a bit.
I had to return a sander.
Oh, here we go.
I had to return a sander yesterday. With a 3-year replacement warranty, might I add. Okay? It broke within the 3 years.
How old is it?
Less than two.
Okay.
Less than two.
All right. Keep
within
going.
Warranty. All right. Ease up, because you're starting to get very defensive, much like a customer service representative at a certain store I went to visit yesterday. I did attempt to take it back, and no, I didn't have the receipt. No one keeps receipts for anything longer than 2 years old. I was just like, look, this is... I'm going to the store. It's the store brand version. No one else sells it. Surely there's no receipt needed. You know, one of these classic cases of...
Yeah, but it could be over 3 years old.
I know. But I could also prove that I purchased it sooner than that. I just don't have the actual receipt. Anyway, as I'm having a delightful conversation with a customer service representative from this store about this store product, which I won't name. I won't name either of them. I was treated with a, not so much condescending, but a very much an attitude of, you have no power here. We're not here to help you. You are powerless. I felt judgment from the people behind me, and I knew the word was on their lips. Oh, it's a male Karen. It's a male Karen asking for a refund. What a Karen. I wanted to ask to see the manager to explain it further, because I knew that the person had nothing they could do for me, but I didn't. Instead, I walked out of that store.
I
withheld because out of fear of being labelled this horrible slur, and it made me realise that they're using it to their advantage now. Our rights are being stomped on.
God.
It's...
Why don't you, if you knew that it had a 3-year warranty, why didn't you have the warranty?
Because I don't know. I don't keep receipts.
See, this Maybe is the difference.
Maybe I lost
Karen's it. Hold on to receipts.
No, Karen's
You're
don't.
You're not quite there.
Karen's don't. Karen's just assume everybody will bow to them, which maybe I did. Maybe that's what I was hoping. Maybe it is that the Karen's run is over. And
what is that in your hair? Is that the light or is that a streak of blonde?
No, that's...
Is there a tiger?
No, that's sawdust from the sander that broke halfway through while I was sanding.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Box. One letter, 10 questions, and 30 seconds on the clock.
Brought to you by BCU. Low-rate home loans made simple.
$380, a lot of coin to be won. Brooke is the lady to do it. What are you going to spend it on when you do win?
I've got my car rego due in a week, so I might help with that.
Easy come, easy go.
As we know in New South Wales, that is like remortgaging a house kind of money.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, the
All
worst.
Right, let's try and get you there. 30 seconds gone on the clock. You can say pass if you can't think of anything. We'll come back to it if there's time. Your letter is I.
I, okay.
Okay. Right. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Now, beginning with I, name a country.
India.
Something that you use at work.
Ink.
A superhero.
Iron Man.
A hip-hop artist.
Hip-hop artist. Pass.
A movie starring Will Smith.
iRobot.
A colour.
Indigo.
A bird.
Iris.
A drink.
Pass.
An app.
Oh.
What was the bird? Was it Iris that you said?
Oh, I said Iris, but I think I made it up.
Ibis.
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 The bean chicken.
Yeah, the bin chicken.
How dare you forget
Would have accepted
name.
Bin chicken.
Yeah, bin chicken.
If you said
We would
that.
Have got the gist. We got the gist. Yeah. Hey, not a bad effort
Solid
at all.
Six in total.
Yeah, that was, all right.
Great effort. Unfortunately, Rego goes unpaid for another day.
Oh, well.
When's it actually due? You can't be rolling around. You try and sneak
The 9th of July.
Okay. Oh, girl.
Don't risk it.
I paid mine recently and I'm still eating only rice at home.
That fine stings when you get caught without Rego. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Don't do all it. Good. Thank you.
Bad like Brooke, we'll have another crack at 8 o'clock. It's all thanks to BCU. Low-rate home loans made simple. Next, court is in session. Judge and jury.
Hear, hear.
We need your thoughts.
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben.
You are about to enter the courtroom of AB and Ben. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are not final at all. It's judged by a bunch of people who call up a radio station. Are you out of your mind? This is Hit 105.5's Judge and Jury.
All right, questionable voiceovers aside, court is in session.
Order, order.
Order, order. Order. Let it be known. This is a segment where we invite a jury of our peers to weigh in on a particular subject. You know, when no clear answer is definitive.
They're often very pickly situations.
We do need a lot of different perspectives on this. So do get involved either on the Facebook page with 13, 12, 16. How you feel about this. A friend of mine, he's big into his gaming. And when I say gaming, I don't just mean...
I'm shocked that you're close.
I don't just mean like Call of Duty, a bit of Mario maybe. I mean like he's into flight simulators. It's a whole nother level of nerdiness.
That's like what pilots do.
Because it's a whole nother set of furniture in the room. Because you've got your TV set up, but then you've also got like the little cockpit that you make.
It's my worst nightmare in a partner.
Sometimes it's made out of old pallet wood. Anyway, he ordered
You're bill winning one right now, aren't you, out of pallet wood?
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not. But he's ordered a set of like flight controls, so like a joystick, one of those little things that makes the speed go up and down.
Yeah, cool.
It looks pretty cool. Pretty sweet. He ordered one. He got sent one carton of them, though. This is the tricky thing.
And he didn't pay for the carton.
He paid for one, but obviously there was some stuff up. Someone went, one, and they picked up the box. Obviously they got...
Those aren't cheap, are they? I know flight simulators are really expensive.
I mean, it's just like one portion of it. But now he's got like 4 or 5 extra joysticks. You don't need that many to fly a plane.
I don't think you send this stuff back. I've been sent things, nothing like that cool. I've ordered something off ASOS once and they sent me this weird black long gothic dress which I just gave to Vinny's because I was like, oh, I didn't pay for it.
It's so. Not the 90s and I am not Neve Campbell.
No, it was like of all of the things you could send me for free, this is a weird one.
I was obsessed with the craft.
It had chul at the bottom.
But no more. That's the thing. He's in a bit of a pickle of, like, I could sell these.
You could make money.
I could flip these real easy.
And they haven't hit him up and been like, whoops.
No, it says on the invoice, you know, one. And then I guess he's like, do I sell them? And then I got the coin. And then they come knocking and I don't have them. And then I have to answer for it. Do I hang on to them? Do I send them back? Maybe they'll be grateful. They'll give me
he's
going
to have to
card.
Wait a certain amount of time, I think. 13, 12, 16. What do we reckon, guys? Does he return them?
How do you feel? Do you return them? Do you own up to it?
But then also, you could return them and then they could give you a gift voucher and be really nice. Or you could return them and they do nothing.
They're not going to give you a $500 gift voucher for your honesty, are they? They'll send you a $20 one, won't they?
Someone in Stocktake's getting in trouble.
Well, we know
that's for sure.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Oh. You are about to enter the courtroom of AB and Ben. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are not final at all. It's judged by a bunch of people who call up a radio station. Are you out of your mind? This is Hit 105.5's Judge and Jury.
Order in the court. We present forth a case from plaintiff, a friend of mine who ordered some joysticks on the internet.
Anonymous man that's friends with Ben.
The defendant, the company in which he ordered them from, that accidentally sent him a bunch of extra ones. It's quite a big payday if he decides to sell them.
What kind of company are we talking? I need some background. Is it like Amazon?
It's a major one. A lot of the comments on the Facebook page say, oh, small business is struggling. This small business is doing okay.
It's not small.
They can take the hit.
Are you sure?
They can take the hit. They can, trust me, they can, yeah.
Okay, you can't name who they are.
It's not, I'm not naming them. I'm not incriminating my friend. Are you mad? My friends ordered a bunch of extra joys. Well, he ordered one. They sent him like four or five accidentally. And he doesn't know whether to hang on to them, sell them off, give them to mates, perhaps, or return them. And
do you want one of these things?
No.
You wouldn't say
I'm not a flight sim dude. I'm just not that kind of guy.
All right.
You know?
13, 12, 16, weigh in.
We
What's
do need
the
your
right
help.
Thing to do? Or even have you had an experience where they've sent you a few extra bits and pieces accidentally,
what are you doing
and then you're not paid for them.
People always love to go, do the right thing. Would you?
Yeah.
Until it's in your lap, you don't know.
It's like I bought golf clubs and this guy stacked together a bunch of clubs and put them in a bag for me. And he's like, $199. Went home. One of my, I think it was my 7-iron. Was $499
there you go.
On its own.
There you go.
Yes.
Did you say anything?
Well, he knew what he was doing when he put them all in.
You didn't.
I felt bad, though.
Sam's giving us a call on 13, 12, 16. What should my mate do?
Keep the joysticks, mate. Tell him straight away. Keep them. Keep the man.
Yeah.
They clearly mark it up a lot anyway. So I think when you could take those little golden nuggets, you hold on to them.
Oh, these aren't little nuggets. These are gold bricks by the sounds
of it. Yeah, I think the quality control department needs a little bit of teaching of a lesson. So,
well, I had a similar situation where I bought a pair of sunnies or a couple pair of sunnies and different colours, and unfortunately they sent me all the same colour. So I emailed them back saying, hey, listen, you've sent me the wrong colour. And then they decided to send me my whole order back in another colour. Cool. So I've got eight pairs of sunnies, four in silver or like clear, and four in rose gold when I should have only had four and two of each. So.
Do you wear them all just like at the same time, just to really rub it into the man? Like, yeah.
He walks down the street and trades them.
See me on the weekend. I'll just get rid of them. Like, Wolf of Wall Street, just chucking money everywhere, just chucking sunnies. I don't care. I've got heaps. I'm down to my last pair.
It's bank error in your favour.
He's going to sit on sunnies forevermore, not with that inherent fear.
Love it.
It's like,
and these guys are a business. They're making money. They're fine. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah, true, little true, people.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending right now
at hits.com.au.
Admittedly, it's not trending, but it should be. So we're going to talk about it anyway.
The humble koala.
Yeah, that's right. The droughts, obviously, bushfires, everything else, they have decimated any chance of survival for koalas. A New South Wales government inquiry was released yesterday, And it says that without any intervention by government organisations, koalas will be extinct in New South Wales by 2050.
Yeah.
So that's 30 years away.
And unfortunately, because koalas don't generate revenue for the state, it's probably not much going to happen.
Can our rego go towards koala saving? Seriously, it's thousands of dollars. No, it's really awful. The inquiry was done over 12 months, and basically the outcome, they had 42 recommendations for the government, and they want to establish a Great Koala National Park on the mid-north coast, but at this stage, the government hasn't responded.
That would involve not developing a lot of land that I feel like a lot of people want to get their hands on.
Yeah.
You know,
protecting. It is a protected animal, though, so I don't know. I've got faith. I think that the government will come back and be like, okay, yeah, we're going to have to do something about it.
I don't think the part of Blade Runner that would make the most sense is when most of the animals are extinct. And the only snake that exists in the movie is a robot snake. Are we gonna
have robot koalas?
Are we going to raise our kids in a world without koalas? Is that what's
going to
happen?
I don't
want to. It's rough.
Either way, hit.com.au for all of your trending news. We'll keep you guys updated. We'll try and get some more answers about this one, I think, because it does affect us locally so much.
And if you want to get a sticker for the back of your car, I know someone.
Well,
knows
people
someone.
Take them off your car, so.
Anything else trending, hit.com.au. Let's Get Lyrical is next.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
On Hit 105.5.
Let's Get Lyrical.
Let's Get Lyrical. The Magic Smiles Dental and Implant Centre. Coffs Harbour, Tormina and Bulgulga. MagicSmiles.com.au.
Courtney from Sawtell. You like your song lyrics?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah, whiz.
Better than AB?
Oh, look, I'm not going to say that, but...
Yeah, you're better than AB.
To be determined.
All right, your names are determined. Your buzzers. Let's give them a test. AB, you go first.
AB.
Annabelle.
Courtney.
There we go.
Oh.
Okay, all right. They're different at least, different consonants. It'll be so, quite obvious.
So, going to play you part of a song. It's going to stop. First person to buzz in. You got to buzz in. And then I'll say which one of you needs to go ahead. So it's up to me who I think you buzzed in first.
Okay, fine.
Already.
Wish we had a third party involved.
Then you finish the lyrics, and if you win, you get yourself a mug. Does that sound good, Courts?
That sounds great.
Okay, here we go.
Courtney?
Is that how it works? We just say it during the song?
No.
Oh, when you stop. No. Okay. All right. Oh. Well, look, I'll let Courtney go.
I think I was too busy saying my name that I forgot.
Look, it's our first run. It's going to be a bit... Do you want to play the last little bit
I'm
going to
do it again. We'll do it again. Right. Another dry run? Okay. Song starting. It'll stop. Once it's stopped, you buzz in, okay?
Because you're hot. AB.
Courtney.
Oh, that was definitely Courtney.
Oh!
That was definitely Courtney buzzed in there. Yeah. What are the lyrics?
We fight, we break up, we kiss, we make up.
That is it. We kiss, we make up.
Well
you.
Done.
I mean, questionable buzzer choice, Ben, but I will allow it.
Hey.
I will allow it.
I call him how I see him. Call them how I see them. You
Congrats.
Won yourself an AB and Ben mug. Courts?
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
You did well.
It's great. Hold
Do you
liquid.
Watch MasterChef? Is that where that it's one comes from?
No.
Who knows?
Just a good song.
Well done. That is how we play. Let's Get Lyrical. It's AB and Ben.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Box. One letter, 10 questions, and 30 seconds on the clock.
Brought to you by BCU. Low-rate home loans made simple.
Michelle, you're going to win yourself $380. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, I hope so.
Yeah, you is.
Yes.
Yes, you is.
Yes.
Your letter for today, Michelle, is the letter N. Not M, but N for Nelly.
Okay.
All right, say pass if you can't think of anything. We'll come back to it if there's time. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Beginning with N, name an animal.
Oh, Lord. Pass.
Boy's name.
Nathan.
A facial feature.
Nose.
A Victorian town.
Pass.
Something you can eat.
Nuts.
A country.
Norway.
In your shed.
Pass.
A band name.
No,
I know you had it. I know you had it.
Nirvana.
Nirvana, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of Nivea. Nivea.
Nivea could be a band.
Nivea. It's good cream.
Yeah.
Good cream. Yeah. Bad luck, Michelle.
Not a horrific effort at all.
That was great.
Yeah, thank you.
Did your best. No worries. It does mean, AB, you got your wish, $400 tomorrow.
Love an even 100. Just feels right on Friday?
Thursday.
This week's going too slow.
Way ahead of yourself. It's all thanks to BCU. Low rate home loans made simple.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Yesterday, when I was doing the show by myself, I started an idea for an event to kick off each week where Coffs women, and men as well, if they'd like to join, can come together and go for walks every week, because it's safety in numbers. And at the moment, it does sort of feel, after the incident the other day, that, you know, possibly
things
we need to do things as a group. I put the call out as well on 13, 12, 16. Now, though, we want to know, will you join us this afternoon to walk and talk?
Tish, giving us a call. Do you want to come along?
I would love to come down, guys. I am new to the area, and so I haven't met too many people yet, given the restrictions and things. So looking forward to coming down.
Yeah, it feels like the last few months socialising has really not been able to be done properly. So,
first of all, welcome to the area.
Thank you. I love seeing you guys every day.
Oh, you.
The best introduction to a town, that's for sure.
Cute breakfast with AB and Ben.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending right now
at hits.com.au.
Here's something that's trending. Sam Mack, one of the wonderful weather people of Australia, is visiting the Coffs Coast down at the jetty right now. Joins us on the phone. Mate, first of all, how is the weather down there at the jetty?
It was cold early. I mean, you know, Coffs Harbour cold, so it's about 9 degrees. But it's nice now. Yeah, the sun's up and it's beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Welcome to the region. Very exciting stuff. Now, mate, we were talking about you the other day because a study came out that revealed that apparently guys who have cats are less likely to pick up. Do you have any response to that?
Well, it's slanderous and it's completely untrue, and it's it's defamatory to good, honest catmen out there. look, you know, as a cat man, over many, many years, I've had lots of interest from women. I mean, admittedly, most of them are cat women, but they're still women nonetheless. And, you know, a date's a date.
Okay. Very true. Now, you've got a girlfriend now. How did the meeting of her and Coco go?
Everything was smooth. And by that, I mean Coco judged her the entire time.
Yeah.
That's what cats do, and that's what Coco did, and that's what Coco will continue to do. That's what I love about cats. Cats are the most judgmental, non-appreciative, nonchalant animals you will ever meet, and that's why they rule the internet.
That's true.
Very true. Because I'm constantly seeking their approval, that's for sure.
Now, I think you're one of the last people in Australia to still be allowed to be travelling around and bringing us weather from all these fine places. Do you feel yourself quite blessed to now have all this extra leg room on flights?
Well, we haven't been flying yet. We're only doing road trips at the moment, so only driving. So, you know, we started the other week, our first travel since the whole COVID thing happened, where we went on a New South Wales road trip, basically the likes of the Southern Highlands and Kiama and Mollymook, and really beautiful spots. And now this is one of our second trips where we're, of course, starting here in Coffs Harbour. Today we'll be heading to Byron for tomorrow's show, and then Port Macquarie for Friday's show, and then back home Sydney. So we're doing little bits and pieces. Obviously, with all the borders and all the things going on and things changing day by day, we don't have any plans to fly or do any of the big trips just yet.
Okay.
But it's so good. Like, even this morning, we've had, I don't know, probably around 50 or 60 locals sort of come down through the morning just to say hello. And obviously, we're all making sure that we're social distancing as much as we can. But it just feels nice to see people again.
50 to 60 locals, that's all of them, I think.
Yeah, that's the whole town.
That's,
besides us.
I think we might have a few extras in town just for you, in fact.
Now, Sam, we'd consider you to be a bit of a big dog celebrity, obviously. Very excited that you're here. You are heading to Byron. Any intel on Baywatch, Zac Efron? Surely you're mates.
Well, you know what? I have had a few people asking if we were going to get him on the show this morning. And you're right. Like, all of us celebrities, you know, A-listers, we all stick together. And I did have the option, but I actually had to interview a lady about cheesemaking, so I had to bump him from the show. Because
I felt the
segment on cheesemaking and local produce was more important. So I did apologise to Zach. But I also provide an alternative, which is, you know, for maybe you're a mum, you know, or a grandma listening to this show and you like Zac Efron, but you're worried that he's a bit young. I'm kind of the affordable, cheap version, Mac Efron. And, you know, not quite as glamorous, not quite as many movies, but still, if you can't have Zach, why not have Mac, which is my new slogan.
Yeah, and also you're actually there, so that's a plus. Not just rumoured by Instagram influencers.
Well, mate, enjoy your stay and glad we could put on some nice weather for you as well while you're here.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. I appreciate it. And thanks for the warm welcome we've had here in Coffs Harbour. It's been really, really nice.
Yeah, head down to the jetty, guys, as well, if you want to catch the 7 team before they head off.
Mac Efron, ready to do a selfie.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Did you ever have a lemonade stand as a kid, AB?
Yes, I did try it. Then I ventured into car washing. Progression of business.
Car washing?
Yep. It was big in my community.
That's very labour intensive.
It was. Yeah. Lemonade felt more, you could, like, a little more bang for your buck.
Yeah, lemonade, all the work's done for you. Someone else buys the lemons and the aid. You just sell it.
Or one time when I tried to do it with my dad, he just gave me a bottle of lemonade and we poured it into a jug.
It's that homemade taste.
Yeah.
Two twins actually, 7 years old, Kamara and Kamari. They live over in the States. They set up a lemonade stand. They wanted to raise a bit of money. You know, they wanted to buy a new bike or something perhaps. Bit of fun. And, you know, it's always very harmless setting up a lemonade stand unless somebody comes along and wants to know if 2 7-year-old girls applied for a food handling permit.
Yeah? Oh, gosh. You were defending Karens before, but that sounds like a very Karen thing to happen.
See, again, this is above and beyond Karen.
It's like Karens forget that they have children.
Another word that starts with a similar letter that won't get there. She did complain that these two young girls did not have a permit to be serving lemonade. Is this the world we want to live in?
Yeah.
Is it really? Shut it down. They actually were forced to close down. The cops came along and they're like, well, we've got to kind of, I guess we've got to. Like, their hands were tied, really. They shut it down. However, Kamara, they applied for a permit. They're like, fine.
Is that hard to get?
You want us to work within the confines of the system? We'll do it. They applied for a permit.
Next thing, they'll be paying tax.
Word got out that they had applied for this permit, and there is a line around the block of people waiting to try their lemonade. Word got out, and they just went, you know what? We're not going to stand for this. We're not going to be one of those people that shuts down a bunch of lemonade stands when you're popping up in a neighbourhood. People were waiting for over 2 hours for some of this famous lemonade. Yeah.
That's really cute. Persevere, people.
Absolutely.
There's always going to be Karens.
I mean, six people got sick because of food poisoning, but that's besides the point. Made us happy, didn't it?
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Things went a bit crazy over the weekend after an Instagram influencer posted that she had seen in the flesh none other than Zac Efron in Byron Bay, which is not far from here. People were losing their minds.
Possibly a stitch up? Who knows?
Yeah, possibly fake. It's gone further now. There are rumours and speculation that Zac is potentially looking at a property up at Byron Bay to purchase. And
Zac, don't do it!
Yeah, I know.
Byron's jumped the shark.
Hemsworth's wrecked this for everyone. Like, you can't even park in, I mean, they probably don't have to worry about that. But when I go to Byron, you just can't park. It really frustrates
me. The helipads are fine. There's plenty of space there still. Zefron's getting around just fine. But, I mean, why buy in the overpriced suburb of Byron Bay when you could come a little bit further down the coast? Weather's just as great.
We also have a celebrity.
We're all vaccinated, you know, cop that Byron Bay. And there's plenty of nice real estate as well. We've got Troy Pinden, General Manager of McGrath Real Estate on the phone. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
We're very good. Look, there's got to be some nice spots that Zefron can be enticed to stay here on the Coffs Coast.
Oh, I did hear that bit of an intro. Yes, there's some fantastic spots right along the Coffs Coast, actually. So for the price point of Byron Bay, you could probably definitely purchase a property on the water right along. So why won't have one when you can have three, four or five properties on the water?
Exactly. Where do you reckon the bougiest spot is that Zefron would fit right in?
Ooh, it's probably a toss-up because you're thinking if they like Byron, so he does like reggae. That's probably the only thing that we can't compete. There's not as much reggae on the Coast, but probably, yeah, Sawtell. You know, First Ave, it's quite a nice little strip. Or if he likes the quieter, you could go as far as Scott's Head. If he likes on the wild side, you could head down to Nambucca. You've got the jetty, you've got Sapphire, you've got a mix. Like, you've really got a mix.
Or he could get one in each area, and that would be the same price as probably quite a small, average place at Byron Bay.
Are any of these close to schools for when he inevitably does a high school musical reboot?
Oh, plenty of next to school, near school. So not only are they near schools, they're near beaches and they're near cafes, which I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind a latte or two. So.
Interesting that you say that, Ben, because of the high school thing. I was like, oh, you mean when he eventually meets the love of his life on the Coffs Coast, settles down with her, and then has children and sends them to local schools.
No.
And that
being you're running away with your fantasy.
I am letting my mind run loose. That's for sure.
Aren't you engaged,
JB? Pardon?
Aren't you engaged, JB?
Yeah, that's yeah, but
when,
subjective.
When Zac Efron's involved, all will be out the window.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's it's the Bay. He gets it. He totally gets it.
And the male equivalent to that is still Zac Efron because he's a gorgeous man. You know,
very, very much so. Now, Troy, how can people check out these sexual properties around the Coffs Coast?
Well, around the Coffs Coast, you simply just jump onto and Google McGrath, Coffs Harbour, Sawtell, and Nambucca Heads, and you've got an array of properties there.
You might be at an inspection with Zefron.
That's right. We probably forgot about Bellingen. That's a little bit light. There's a couple of nice properties out in Bellow. So
that's true.
We've got everything. You really just don't need to go to Byron. It's a nice place, but it just doesn't match the cost cut.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah,
years.
The wanker to square foot ratio is very different up there.
You said it.
Troy Bindon, McGrath Real Estate. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.